So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the last 3 weeks to 4 weeks of my life, and just I was thinking about what I've done in the last 3 weeks, and I thought how it pretty much encapsulates many of my priorities in life. And so I just wanted to give a quick recap and talk a little bit about how those things are important. So really what happened was, in the middle of July, I had my fifth of six doctoral seminars for my doctorate that I'm studying at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And so I was taking a course called Applied Empirical Research. And it sounds dull and it sounds boring, and many of the books that I had to read were dull and were boring. But the class itself was very good. The professor was very good. Of course, hanging out with my classmates is always a fun time, and we have a lot of good times together. But really, the reason that being at Southern and studying for my doctorate is important is because equipping myself to do a better job at my work or at my ministry is important to me. It's a priority in my life. I want to be able to do better at what I'm doing. I want to be able to be a better missionary, be a better professor, be a better mobilizer of missions. And so spending 4 days cooped up in a classroom talking about t-tests and statistical analysis and all of that kind of stuff and methodology and the things that you need to do in order to report correctly on your research, those are things that I believe are a priority for my life, because most of the time we think that academic stuff is kind of a waste of time, but really equipping ourselves to be better at what we're doing is important. So for me, that first week of these 3 weeks of which I'm talking about were very important for me as far as priorities in my life. So intelligence and education and equipping are things that are important in my life. Friday, I finished up with the class, and on Saturday, I took a mission trip, led a mission trip with Springdale Community Church and Above and Beyond Ministries to Bayamo, Cuba, which I absolutely love Cuba. I love the people of Cuba. I love the culture in Cuba. And I especially love my students in Cuba. And so we went down to Bayamo and worked with one of my students there. His name is John Carlos. Went with his youth group on a retreat for 3 days to one of the most beautiful places probably in the world, called Guadalavaca. And we spent 3 days there with about 70 to 80 students from his youth ministry, and shared the gospel with them. And not only that, we shared the gospel with them. They went with us to share the gospel, some of them. And it was interesting because they used their gifts and they used their talents to share the gospel. What they did is we went to these different areas of the town, and we would go to somebody's house, a person from the church's house, and the girls who were incredibly good at styling hair, and a few of the guys who knew how to cut hair, they opened up these beauty salons in people's houses. And then we went out into the community and we invited people to come to the free beauty salon. And while they were at the beauty salon, the young people, the youth of the church, would share the gospel, would pray for these people. And it was just an incredible experience of them using their gifts and their talents to minister to people of the community. I had the opportunity to go out with some of the people, sit in people's houses, pray with them, invite them to an evangelistic service that evening. And then I had the opportunity to preach the gospel in that evangelistic service, which was a really great experience. So Cuba was incredible the way that we had the opportunity to just do mission. And one of my favorite things in life is to be on mission, especially in Latin American countries. So that second week of these 3 weeks was a mission trip to Cuba, and going with Springdale and my friends there was just incredible. The third thing that I did right after we got back from the mission trip, I had 2 days in the office and then took off with the family on a vacation to Universal Studios in Orlando. And Universal Studios was fun, but being with my family was much more fun. Janelle had a press trip, a blogger trip that she got us hooked into, and we had the opportunity to speak with many other families and share time with them, and but especially with our family. We took a road trip with the dog, got to see everybody in our family, got to spend time with parents and sisters, and it was just a lot of fun. And so we had time as a family right before the kids start off to school, which today is the first day of school. But we had such a good time as a family. So those three things that I'm talking about during these two segments of this audio are education, mission, and family. Those are three priorities for me just in my life. And as I continue to get older, I continue to think that those three things are always going to be around with me, and they're really part of who I'm becoming, who I am, who I've been. And so I really love those three things, three aspects of life: training, being trained, training others, going on mission, sharing the gospel, spending time with students, and then the third thing, hanging out with my family, seeing my kids grow up, and just getting to make memories with them. So those were the three things that we did in the last 30 days, probably, that have just been incredible. So I hope that this audio gives you an update on my life, but also gives you an update on priorities and things that are important to us as a family. So we will see you the next time we upload something here.